Another elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
We're really pleased to have joining us on the program today, Frank Glatz is the founder and CEO of Contact Organics in Australia and has found his way to not just the United States, but right to the state of Utah, down to St. George for an important event happening. We've been covering that here on Inside Sources, talking about all the things in the agriculture space and just some great innovation that's going on. Of course, our friends over at World Trade Center Utah and Ariely is the sponsor of this summit and event. And Frank, welcome to the Beehive State and looking forward to this conversation. Tell us, give us a little bit of the background on your company, on Contact Organics, and what it is that connected you to the Beehive State.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me on the program. As said beforehand, so I'm the managing director or CEO and founder of Contact Organics. Contact Organics is an Australian ag tech startup company. We have developed a breakthrough innovation in non-toxic weed control that delivers significant impact on the environment, on food chains and public health. In summary, we have developed a non-toxic weed killer from natural ingredients that works and is really good for the soil. If you look in the context of the global ag tech market, the global herbicide market is worth $40 billion. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And chemical herbicides that usually kill weeds, they're toxins. So therefore, when you spray them to kill weeds, you have a real impact on the environment, soil, water-wise, and even on your body.
Yeah.
So we have developed a proprietary delivery technology to make natural active ingredients bioavailable and really applied that to bioherbicidal products. Through our application formulation development, we really achieve effectiveness and efficiencies like leading chemical herbicides. Our target markets are regenerative agriculture. We do crop desiccation. We work in vineyards, horticulture, commercial landscaping, home market, garden markets. Where the company is at the moment, we years of work, but we have just received the US EPA registration for our Firehawk bioherbicide products. So we are ready to sell now. We have developed more and more product to get the right cost structures. We have got a lot of patents. We're at that point of our bioherbicide market launch. So we're working on preparing the launch and then ramping up sales and get going in the U.S. market.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're part of this group that's down in St. George this week. And just a unique group of startups and innovative organizations that are down there. Tell us about, I know there's you, there's companies from several different countries down there.
Yes.
What is it about Utah that makes this a great place for that agritech community?
Well, if you look, firstly, we're in St. George, and this is an amazing place. I just love to get up this morning, go for a walk, and breathe a lot of fresh air. So the whole atmosphere and feel of the place is great. As you said, I'm participating in the START Agritech program that's organized by Frontier and Ariely here at the Edward Innovation Plaza at Utah Tech. And what the START Agritech program does, it connects agritech startup companies with potential business partners, mentors, Utah government representatives, investors. So we're meeting at the moment a lot of amazing people that we engage with and learn from. It's great to have a chance to exchange and to network and really get very active in this whole kind of field here.
Yeah.
So if you look on Utah, it's obviously a great place to do business. The people that we're meeting, they really have a can-do attitude. The government is very supportive of ag tech startup business and it's very accessible. During this program here, I was able to talk to Craig Butters, the Utah Commissioner of Agriculture, and introduce him to our product. So it's a great opportunity to engage. We're working at Utah Tech, which have great facilities here. The Innovation Center is quite amazing. So it's great cooperation partners. If I look at Utah, I think you have a great central location in the U.S. Our business, we will sell a lot of products as we go forward in horticultural applications in California. Mm. And of course, here from Utah, you have great access to the West Coast. I can really imagine Utah as a very strong location for our U.S. business with all the industrial and logistics kind of location. The depth of knowledge and appreciation of ag tech in this community is really making a difference. You can really feel people know what they're talking about. So it's a great experience.
That's fantastic. And as we like to say, they used to refer to Utah as just the crossroads of the West. We think it's become the crossroads to the world now.
Absolutely. We love it here because Utah, by the way, has become an important lead market for our business in the U.S. So our non-toxic herbicides, already we have a distributor up in Heber Valley, and our non-toxic herbicides are already used in Park City, in their parks and gardens, golf courses. They're using it in sensitive natural areas. So we have already Utah Valley University is using our product, or Soldier Hollow, Carter School, they're using the product in sports fields. So they're really Heber Valley farms and homeowners using it. So people are obviously very concerned about the environment and looking at ways of doing the right thing.
Yeah. Right. Oh, fantastic. Great insight, great perspective. Frank Glatz, founder, CEO of Contact Organics, really doing some extraordinary things that are both good for the ag business and good for the environment. We love to have those compatible principles and show that this is how you can make it happen. This is how you get it done. Part of an extraordinary event happening down in St. George this week. Arielle, of course, is a lead sponsor there in terms of the summit, and just some great things in terms of initiatives, innovation, and crucial conversations going on down there. Public can participate coming up on Thursday this week with some of the really interesting entrepreneurial pitches that'll be made down there. Frank, we're so grateful you came across. That's a long journey, I know, from Melbourne. And we're glad you're here. You hope you have a fantastic stay and look forward for your business to thrive and to have Utah as a part of that success story. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We're going to step aside for some top of the hour news, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about progress, progressivism, and what does that actually look like, and how do we actually get back to innovation? Stick around. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.